Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Ensign is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is a new friend. He's the CEO of Rethink, the author of Search Engine Humanization, and I've got a really important question I'm going to ask him here in just a minute. Mark Ensign, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. How you doing? Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So how did you go from being a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical musician to becoming an SEO expert? I mean, those are two worlds apart, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very interesting story.
We'll be the judge of that, Mark.
Well, at least I'm going to try to make it as interesting as I can.
There you go.
So I had gone to school to become a professional musician, and I spent probably 15 years performing on Broadway. And the way I got that Broadway show is I was really good at marketing myself. I wasn't the best that was out there. I wasn't the most well known.
What was your talent?
My talent was not given up.
What instrument did you play?
My instrument was the electric bass.
Okay. All right.
So I had played bass in the Broadway show Rent.
Right.
And I just was relentless, and that's how I got that show. And I was really good at marketing myself, so I started helping my friends that were musicians and artists market themselves online. And at the time, online was a fairly new thing. You got those AOL discs in the mail and stuff, and I got really good at it, and so I turned it into a business, and I started. You know, it was kind of a thing on the side, so I could stop doing wedding band gigs on weekends and all the, you know, filling in the gaps.
Right.
You know,
right.
not that easy making a living as a musician. And I got a gig with a Fortune 500 company. Asked me to do some marketing for them, and I figured they were a big enough company, so I doubled the bill and I sent it over
to
them.
They
called the next day. They said they couldn't pay the invoice because it would cost more to cut the check. They needed me to at least double or triple it.
Okay.
So that was a defining moment in my
life.
Right,
that touched you. You said, "Hey, I think I'm onto something here." So
then
you realized that playing the bass, you couldn't double or triple your fees playing the bass. So you decided to go into the marketplace. So then you became an expert in the online world, and especially in the area of SEO, search engine optimization. But you, in your new book, you talk about humanizing that whole process, and on this show over the years, we've spent a lot of time with experts, not so much the details, not so much the getting into the weeds about SEO, as much as just helping small business owners realize that over the last, you know, dozen years or so, more than a dozen at least, we've needed to play the game online to make sure that we pop up when people do a search for whatever it is we sell, especially in the area of local for small businesses. And it really has been a game, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think SEO in its traditional sense years ago was all about how can you trick Google into thinking that you're the most important and worthy of that number one spot on page one. And so much has changed over the past couple of years. You know, they've gotten much more aggressive in penalizing for all those little tricks and things that you do.
I've seen people go from $50 million valuations to being off the radar because of some of their.
I've done plenty of talks where half the room was you know, everybody was there with bloodshot eyes, bags under their eyes, you know, from losing 90% of their traffic literally overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my theory has always been that you're never going to outsmart Google. I don't care how smart and intelligent you think you are.
That's because they control the gate, and the gate is the algorithms, and they like playing around with the algorithms.
And they're also a hell of a lot smarter than us.
And probably more and more devious too. So what's your message to folks right now about SEO?
Well, for me, SEO is all about humanizing the experience for people searching. So in the past, it's always been about what can we do to make Google happy. My theory is that what can you do to make your visitor happy? What can you do to make the person searching, the person that has a problem, how can you make them happy? Because what's going to happen is they're going to search and they're going to find some bit of information that you wrote, something that you've offered to help, some value that you've given the world. And they're going to build a connection, build some rapport with you. And so now you have a relationship. And that's what it really comes
down
to.
See, I agree with that, Mark. But because here at my shop, when we work on our websites and everything, you know, one of the things we say here is, and I started talking about this, you know, when I hired my first employee to do this, and that is we don't abuse customers. We don't abuse people.
Right.
We treat them like human beings. But that's after they find you, Mark. You still have to get them in the door. And that's different. That's a different discipline than the way you treat people once they get in your door. You've got to get them in the big door. How do we do that and humanize that?
Well, I think that's the problem, is that it shouldn't be a different discipline. See, here's the thing. Let's say that you're a plumber or you're a roofing company, and I have a question. My roof is leaking, and I don't know how to. I don't know whether I should fix it, replace it, whatever needs to get done. If I find your website and you're trying to sell me a new roof, you and I aren't going to be very good friends. But if I do a search, so the first thing I'm going to be looking for is how do I know if I need to replace my roof, or how long does a roof last, or how do you patch a leaking roof?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wrote content based on that, if you answered the question that I have, you're going to draw me in. You're going to educate me. You're going to build. You're going to build trust with me.
So instead of saying,
when it does come time,
I want to sell you a new roof, you say, this is how you make your roof last longer, so you don't have to buy a new roof from me yet.
Right. If you're helping me, now you've positioned yourself as an expert. You've built some rapport with me. And not only that, but I'm going to search a question that you're answering, and Google wants to show the best possible answer to that question.
Right.
And so if you're the best possible answer to that question, you're going to show up in the top 10 without even having to do any kind of trick.
Think about what people are going to ask. If you were with them, what would you ask? It's what I call in my new book, Mark, I call it contribute first, contract second.
Right, exactly.
So I need your website. Mark, I need your website.
Sure. The website is markensign, markensign.com.
All right, so check that out. Mark Ensign and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some specifics. We're going to get down and dirty into the humanizing of the SEO process for your websites after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. It took me
by surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.